Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks so much for that introduction, Rachel. I read an article the other day that I thought was so wonderful that I couldn't wait to share it with you. The title of the article is, What Did Jesus Teach About Politics? Yikes, that one could get dicey, right? Well, when you consider the question of where the teaching of Jesus fits into our current politics, I think a lot of us would want to rush towards issues like abortion, immigration, justice, racism, the economy, what we do with COVID-19. But if you take the lordship of Jesus in our life seriously, then we should seek to apply that lordship to our participation in politics as well. Now, the author of this article is a fellow by the name of Hunter Baker. And I got to tell you, I think he's a really bright guy. But rather than working our way through a list of current issues, he suggests is that maybe we ought to make our choices built around the approval of what Jesus might say, literally taking note of two major points shining from the scripture, including how we view government. The first thing that Hunter wrote about was an event from the life of Jesus that leads us to consider the matter directly. In Mark chapter 12, Jesus is in front of a hostile audience, and they're trying to trip him up with a question that would expose him to scorn. And as a teacher of all that is true, they ask the question, would he pay taxes to Caesar? He asked for a coin and contemplated what was engraved upon it. He saw Caesar and said, render unto Caesar what is Caesar's, and to God what is God's. And the immediate impact of that statement is that money comes from the system the government has set up, and so we should pay tribute to the government that it demands. But Jesus could accomplish that teaching by simply instructing followers to render unto Caesar. But he goes further and says, render unto Caesar what is Caesar's, and to God what is God's. Well, I think what's happening here is Jesus is saying that there is a place for the government. The idea and reality of a Caesar is a grand and a mighty thing, but as soon as we place God next to that earthly ruler, Caesar's stature and anybody else's, including the president of the United States, is radically put into perspective. Well, there's a rightful zone of activity that belongs to the government, but it's not to be coextensive with the whole that is ruled by God. You see, the Lord and King of all really has the last word. The political impact is that all authority comes from Him, from God, our King. Matthew's chapter 24 and 25 give us that picture clearly. And one of the great lessons of the miserable experience of Israel's monarchy, one that God warned them against, by the way, is that there's only one man truly worthy to rule, and that's Jesus the Lord. And that impact, that reality, that it has as much about what we're dealing with today with presidencies of people like Donald J. Trump, Barack Obama, George W. Bush, Bill Clinton, or Ronald Reagan. We're to be far from attentive to the reality of the kingship of Jesus, I fear. Christ's rule might seem remote to us as cable news and social media obsess moment to moment about what Joe Biden or what Donald Trump may have to say. But listen, in reality, after studying much of politics like Hunter Baker did from Baylor University, I've lived and died over a lot of victories and defeats that come with modern campaigns and legislative battles. But the older I get, the more clear it is to me that the most magnificent thing I have to say about politics is Jesus is still King, and He is still King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And those are the words that really ought to be burning within us. So as you go vote like Jesus. God bless you. Have a great day. And thanks for joining me on another weekday podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.